Good morning, and welcome back, Valley. It's currently October 23rd, 10:30 a.m. I'm your host, Dominique Dungo, live from kpcradio.com. You're listening to SLA from the SFE, where some of the most talented musicians and artists come to share and play. Fun fact, MF Doom is heavily inspired by poet and novelist Charles Bukowski. So today, we are going to be introducing Robert Reyes, a local and skillful hip-hop recording artist from Los Angeles. So, what's up, Robert? Thanks for joining us in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. It's a pleasure to have you on. So, I'd love to get a little bit of background. Could you tell your listeners on how you got your start on music, and what is your musician name?
So, my musician name is NEMS 100, N-E-M-E-S. How I got started, I used to hang around with a lot of guys that were older than me. When I was in middle school, I was hanging out with guys that were in high school, and they were already rapping and doing the thing, so they would push me to it, you know, spit some rhymes. And
dope.
So since I was hanging out with older guys, I was kind of ahead of my class because I was already rapping like in eighth grade. So that's how I got started. And just given my life experiences, stuff that I've been through, just hip hop has been the genre that I've gravitated towards more. So just been rapping for a while, just been writing a lot. And
so how long have you been doing that for, like rapping?
Like, I want to say I started writing rhymes like when I was like 14, 13. But
wow.
I didn't start recording, you know, until I was like 19 because I was pretty broke. I didn't have a way to record. I would try to find a way to record, like, you know, using a tape player or something. But I didn't get to record until like I had enough money to actually go to a studio. So by 18, I started actually recording, and it's been a while that I've been doing it and just getting, just improving, you know.
Nice. Super dope. What kind of work do you prefer focusing on when it comes to music?
Kind of work. Right now, I'm just really focused on finding good songs. Usually, I just go to YouTube and I just find good beats and download them and write to them. And I like to focus on things that challenge me in a way. I don't like to be boxed in and do one particular type of genre. So just as long as I feel the beat, as long as I feel like right away I come up with a good melody, a good hook, I just go with the feeling, you know what I mean?
The flow, yeah. Basically.
Yeah, but I'm open to a lot of different types of songs, yeah.
Awesome. So where do you record and edit your music?
At home.
At home.
Yeah. So that's basically where I do it. I just with my laptop, I got my monitors, I got everything I need at home, and I just, you know, basically I can write anywhere, but as far as the recording process, I need to be at home. And it's pretty cool at my house to have this hallway that has like four doors, so I can close all the four doors, and it's pretty insulated. So
that's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's like right in the middle of the apartment. So
it's like a little small studio.
Yeah, just
for when you make your music.
Just right there. But as far as writing, I can be anywhere. If I have like a 15-minute break and I hear this beat, I might just start writing it out and continue to rehearse it. And then once I get into the studio, I'll drop it.
Awesome. So how old were you when you realized you wanted to play and make music, and who inspires you?
How old was I? You know what? I've been doing it for so long, and I've been asked this question before, like, why do you do it? And, you know, my response is usually, I just do it. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, some people play video games. Some people want to go and play basketball. Like, I'll hear a beat, and I literally can't help it. I just start, like, da-da-da. You know, like, I just start making something up, and my friends will be like, damn, that's freaking dope. That's dope. And it's just so, it's just something that I do, and I don't know really at what point I decided that, you know, I want to do this and push it. I know that increasingly lately I've been getting a little bit more serious as far as like, well, what, you know, how far can we push this? How, you know, and a little bit more serious as far as like, you know, going to YouTube and actually leasing a beat and actually getting the rights and actually having everything set up for the potential of actually being able to monetize, you know. I've been doing that probably in the last year, actually taking it a little bit more serious, I guess you could say. But mm-hmm. But prior to that, it was probably just, you know, making stuff to make stuff for, you know, for my friends and people that I know. But yeah.
And so when you basically when you make your own music, who inspires you with your beats? Like, do you have any of your favorite producers that you like to listen to that inspires you, or any artists, musicians?
You know what, like, honestly, there's a lot of talented people on YouTube, you know, a lot of like, there's this guy named Candace Major, this other guy, P-Dub Productions, a lot of guys that are unknown, but to me, that's who I follow, because I think the Google algorithm is pretty cool, because YouTube actually will show me like people who have a lot of plays and then people who generate a lot of plays in a quick amount of time. And usually that's how I look at it, and I filter beats like that, and I'll go like, okay, this guy uploaded a beat like last week. He's got 30,000 listens. This must be fire. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's got to be lit. Let me go listen to it. And I've been really on the YouTube grind listening to a lot of guys, because as far as like mainstream producers, I'm not really tuning into their stuff because I can't go and lease their stuff. I'm looking for the people that are out there grinding. And I think there's a lot of guys in Canada that they have like this this production style that's a little bit different and a little bit out there. And it might be a little bit Drake influenced and whatnot. And it's a little different. I really like the stuff coming out of Canada. And that's what I'm looking at right now. I'm just looking at a lot of underground guys that I subscribe to, and I just lease their stuff, and yeah, I just go from there. So I'm really inspired by, like, you know,
nice,
like guys like that that are doing it, that, you know, I know these guys are able to monetize, and I'm, you know, I'm in the same process, so, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. So what would you say is one thing you wished you would have known when you first started out?
What would I have wished I would have known? That is a tough one. I don't know. There's so much to learn. It's so much to learn. And I think it's fine to not know everything, as long as you learn and everything, you can flip it into a lesson. You know, I know that I got other guys, like this guy that I rap with, his name is Alexander. Like, you know, I know I've been doing it longer than him, so I know I can pass along like little gems or jewels to him, so he can kind of get to where he wants to be a little bit quicker. I just wish I would have had somebody, a team sooner. You know, I'm still building out my team, but I wish I would have had somebody there to kind of, you know, guide you along the way. Somebody that's been doing it, so you can kind of get the shortcuts to trying to, you know, if you're really trying to do this, it helps to have somebody like a mentor or somebody that's been doing it or has had some kind of level of success, even locally. I think I wish I would have known that a little bit sooner, or to have pursued it, you know.
But sooner. When you look at it now, that's basically you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's pretty dope, yeah. You know? Like, you inspiring other people to do that so they can become what they want to be.
Right.
So do you have any music you've recently released? And what gave you the idea for this project and the name of your album?
So I have a new project out. It's out on Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud. And the name of the mixtape is called Los Angeles Vibes. NEMS 100, Los Angeles Vibes. If you just look up NEMS 100, you'll find it there. It's a cartoon drawing of me, so it should be pretty easy to identify. That's the latest project I have, and basically I just leased a bunch of beats off of YouTube. Just got the rights for it so I can, you know, potentially monetize. What inspired it, really, the way my process works is I'll just put on a good beat, and if it has like a vibe where I'm feeling it emotionally, whatever will come out, and if it rhymes and it's a good melody, I'll just go based off of my current events. So a lot of the lyrics are inspired by things that I'm going through. You know what I mean?
Experiences?
Yeah, like a lot of the music that I make is based off of like current things. I maybe just met somebody like last night, you know, a female that I was feeling, and I might be like, hey, you know, like I might just be like, what was I thinking? And I just start freestyling, you know, and then you might be with your boy and you might be like, damn, that was fire. Like, let me write that down,
that's,
you know?
That's dope, yeah.
So my last project is basically mostly, the theme is basically for women. You know what I mean? I'm mostly talking about my experiences with women, different types of experiences. So, yeah, it just inspired by women.
Nice.
You know, by a lot of women and just the beats that I'm feeling. And that's basically what inspired me, you know, like when I, you know, I have a song, I forgot the name of the song, but anyway, you know, it goes, you was USC, I was UCLA, girl. Used to miss the way that you scream my name, girl. Like, you know, I'm going to UCLA, and I met this girl that was going to USC. So it's like just incorporating what I'm going through into my music. That's what I like to do.
So what inspired you by the artwork on your album? Did you make it on your own, or did you have someone else do it for you?
Nah, I'm lazy. I delegate, man. I delegate. I'm not a Photoshop guy. I'm not a do-it-yourself, do-everything.
DIY guy.
No, I can't. I just do what I do. I can write rhymes. So I went on Fiverr.com for $5, and I told this guy, yo, can you... I just sent him a picture, because I saw that he did the little artwork. So it's like the Grand Theft Auto artwork. You'll grab a picture and like,
oh, and, that's
and,
dope.
And yeah. draw it out for you. So yeah, I'm lazy. I just had him do it for like $5. So.
That's pretty dope. Nice to know. I'll do that in the future. So other than music, what else do you enjoy doing? Like when you're away from producing, do you have any side work or do you go to school? What kind of job?
So right now I'm going to UCLA for production for film and TV. So a lot of the stuff that I'm learning is like distribution, post-production, marketing, development. You know, conceptualizing your idea and developing it. How would a studio exec look at it and how would they develop it? That's what I'm doing right now as far as my studies. That's what I like to do. That's what I'm doing. And my previous, right now, I just left the job. So I'm just focusing more on that and actually different opportunities. Like I'm kind of at a crossroads. Like, where do I want to go? Go left, go right. You know, I have a long list of 10 things I could potentially do. So right now, I just left my job, but I have a so it's like a crossroad, but what I've done in the past is mostly security work for, you know, in high-level corporate environments, you know. And doing that security stuff actually exposed me to a lot of different celebrities, a lot of different high-profile clients. Used to work at the Musicians Institute for, you know, a while back, and I got exposed to a lot of local artists and a lot of people from all over the world that, you know, came to Hollywood to go to the Musicians Institute to pursue music, you know.
That must be super inspirational.
Yeah, and at the same time, it's kind of daunting. You see all these people, these really, really incredibly talented people come out here, and they got skills, and it's like, man, this is a tough business, because I'm looking around like, yo, who's made it? Who's made it, you know? And then, but yeah, you know, I've been around that. I've been around a lot of celebrities. I mean, I've had a lot of stories, you know, but that's basically how I was getting my money for a long time. But right now I've just chosen that I'm trying to take a different path. That's why I'm going to school. And, you know, I'm still doing my music thing and doing all that. But who knows? It's kind of up in the air right now, you know.
Super dope. So do you have any, like, secret hobbies or secret talents that people don't know about you?
The secret hobbies? I would say the music is, I guess, the secret hobby. Because I, you know, out here in this in the corporate world, sometimes not everyone's going to be as open-minded as you think. And
exactly.
you have to be cautious so that, you know, I pick and choose who I open up to about my music endeavors and whatnot. Because, you know, I might be meeting with an investor about some idea, and he, you know, some people do judge. The music is, to me, like something that the people that know me are going to know about, people that really know me, people that I trust. But I think that and watching movies.
Yeah. I love watching movies. What's your right. favorite genre of music? Of music, movies.
I really like biopics and sci-fi.
Biopics.
Like biographies, you know, basically stories of like.
Duh.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you aspire to be in the future?
What do I aspire to be? Successful. I don't know. I think there's. That's my problem sometimes. People tell me that I'm chasing way too many things at one time. Like, I've done Airbnb. I've had my own security company. I'm talking to this guy about potentially opening up a dispensary. I'm doing music. I'm going to UCLA. You know, it's like, so it's kind of hard for me. I'm still in a stage where I'm trying to determine where I want to double down and really push forward. But I think that's okay as long as I continue learning. You know, everything that I've done is kind of taught me and prepared me better for the next endeavor, you know, with like the Airbnb. I had to like pay taxes to the city and do all this crazy stuff that I was like, damn, you know, I didn't think it was gonna get this crazy, but I learned from that. You know, as far as me wanting to do another business, I know I'm that much better equipped to go and do it. I do inspire to eventually make everything come together. You know, I'm pushing a lot of different things, but I want to do a lot of these things. I want to do it all, you know. But it's kind of tough. It requires some time management, but, you know, obviously I'm going to school, learning that craft, and I'm pursuing the music here, and I have other business opportunities. But as of right now, like I said, I'm at a crossroads, so I don't know exactly what path I'm going to take, because I'm actually in that point in my life where I'm trying to see exactly where I'm going to be pushing forward.
It's totally going to be worth it, dude, in the
yeah.
end.
Yeah.
So where are you originally from, and Have you traveled anywhere else? And if you did, has traveling to those places given you an inspiration to music at all or a transcendent experience?
So I'm from the San Fernando Valley, from the west side. And I've grown up here my whole life. I mean, I think 1 year, like in 1997, I was in a foster home for like 1 year. Then I moved back. But other than that, my whole life has been here in the valley. And I'm actually like pretty close to this place. I could have walked, but I'm lazy. Yeah, so places I've traveled, New York, been there a few times. I like New York to visit. I wouldn't want to live there.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Too much going on.
That traffic.
Right. Been to Seattle, been to different states, been to Sweden. That was probably one of the most unique places.
Whoa.
Very different than anything I've ever experienced.
How is that? I've never really like thought about going there.
Really cold. really cold. But yeah, I spent about 3 weeks out there, and basically it was just showed me a different culture, different lifestyle, a different pace of life, helped me to relax a little bit and just see how people live in different parts of the world. And it was a beautiful experience. It was a beautiful experience to be out there and see. It kind of opens you up. When you travel that far, it kind of opens your mind up. You know, I feel like so many of us when we're growing up, you know, we might think, oh, it's, you know, your world revolves around like the block that you live on or
exactly.
the group of friends that live around you, and everything is so close. But when you travel really far, it opens up your mind and it just kind of shows you like, you know what, the world is bigger than my current problems. The world is bigger than the neighborhood, you know. And I think that's very important because it might spark like your, you know, it might spark openness as far as like opportunities. You might look at it and be like, man, there's so many opportunities. I can go to New York, I can move to New York, I can move to Seattle, I can move over here, you know. So but yeah.
Did you meet any dope artists out there while you were traveling as well, or did you just go around like and did your own thing?
I pretty much did my own thing. Had my iPod on for the most of the time, you know. But they're a very different type of people. You know, for me being out there, I was considered like a loud person because they're very reserved. They're very like chill and they don't draw a lot of attention to themselves. They're not boastful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know Americans were kind of looked at as like kind of like loud and obnoxious or stupid, you know. And then by being out there, I kind of go, okay, I kind of see a little bit why, you know, they're really reserved people, just different types of people, and everybody has their positive characteristics, you know. Sometimes it's cool to be reserved, but
very true. Mm-hmm. So seeing yourself and where you're at now, would you change anything else?
No, I wouldn't change anything. You know, it's funny that you say that, because with recent events in my life, with me leaving my job, I've been through a lot. I'm not gonna lie, I've been through foster homes, I've lost jobs, I've lost relationships. You know, I've had people die in my family, or even past affairs that I've had people pass away. And I've had my own personal struggles that I've had to overcome in life. But I don't think I would change anything, because at the same time, that's what makes me unique. Like, the fact that I've been through stuff in life and I'm at UCLA is a little bit, it's kind of remarkable to me. Because, like, if you were to know my full story, it's like, you know, not a lot of people that come from my background get to go there. And not a lot of people that are there have experienced what I've experienced. But that kind of makes you unique in the world. And at a certain point, you just have to embrace it and go, hey, you know, I am who I am. The world's going to accept it. If not, I'm going to find a place that's going to accept it. You know what I mean? And I'm really at that point in my life where I'm not trying to fit into somebody's box just to fit into their box. Or I'm not trying to, you know, conform to their ideals just because that's the only way to get paid by them or whatever. I'm trying to make my own path. That's why I've always been a risk taker as far as like doing what I want to do, you know, whether it's UCLA or Airbnb or my own security company. I strive to be self-sufficient so that I don't have to conform to other people's little boxes of like, oh, you have to be this way, or you're too this way, or he's too urban, or he's, you know, what it is, you know. Like, my background is who I am at that point. At a certain point, you have to just embrace who you are. You know, I'm not saying don't conform to things, and, you know, always strive to be better. And if you could be better, be better. Certainly be better. Like, I've tried to be better. But at the end of the day, be you.
Also my life motto as well, dude. Yeah. So for people out there that are listening to you, what important advice could you give them about wanting to start making and producing music?
Just start and go on YouTube. And if you're serious about it, go to like lynda.com and learn a little bit about the basics of like how to set up your tracks and how to do all that basic stuff, and really invest in your own equipment. You know, I can't tell you how much that's going to help you, because basically that's what I had to do at a certain point. I wish I would have done it sooner. But once you get in there and you start learning the basics and you start recording yourself, you're gonna find out how you sound. The more you write, the more you record yourself, the more it's gonna give you a loop back. You're gonna be able to hear your own self and be like, okay, this is how I sound on the microphone. Here's how I mix. Here's how I do everything. And sometimes for some people, working in a studio setting with the engineer is a little bit nerve-wracking, or they might not really feel it as much because, you know, somebody's there with you. But when you have that creativity to be there on your own and do your own thing, I think that's been really good for me as far as improving. And I would just say, just start, just do it. You have Google, there's no excuses, so just do it.
Exactly. So when you write the lyrics to your songs, what are you trying to say and make people feel or think?
I just want to make feel good music. You know what I mean? I just want to make music that makes people feel good and make people feel a vibe. That's why I called my last project The Vibes, you know, because I just feel like I have different songs there and I want you to feel good and listen to the wordplay and be like, damn, that's clever, or damn, that's funny, that stands out to me, or that's dope, or I can relate to that. So I just, you know, I like to make feel good music. Yeah.
Nice. So what's the usual process of when you write or record your music?
The usual process, I don't really have a consistent process. It's really all over the place. Sometimes like I'll put a beat on, like I said, I'll freestyle to it. Mm-hmm. And then I might freestyle a hook and then keep repeating the hook until I tweak a couple words, and then okay, that's going to be the hook. Okay, write it down. And then I'll go in there and record the hook. And now that I have my hook in there, I might go, I'm feeling it, like boom, drop a freestyle verse, and it's a freestyle verse that I'll leave there. Or I might write a hook, I might write a verse to it after that, and then I might just say, okay, I wrote my verse, and then I might get on the second verse and just be like, and just freestyle it, and then I'll listen to it, and if I feel like I killed it, then I'm like, it's a rap, that, you know, export it, you know, mix it down, put it on Lander, master it, and distribute it, you know.
Super dope, man. Mm-hmm. So what's your favorite type of hip-hop?
Favorite type of hip hop? Oh, man, I like so much. I just like feel good music. There's so much good music out there. I'm a fan of different genres from different eras. I couldn't really tell you. I just love hip hop. I love every kind of hip hop. You know, from Drake to Tupac from the '90s to this stuff today. You know, even the new stuff. I give stuff a chance. Like Lil Uzi Vert, I go and check it out. Like, okay, what's the big deal? I don't know. This guy looks weird, but what's the big deal? But now I'm vibing out to XL tour. Like, you know, I'm like, that's dope. Or XX Tentacion. He's a new guy.
Yeah.
I'm a person that'll go all the way back to the beginning and still listen to the new current stuff, because, you know, it's hip-hop and there's a reason people like it. And most of the time, if you're not a hater, you'll listen to them. Like, okay, I can see why they like it. So I like all kinds of music, all kinds of rap.
Very like how you're open-minded, dude.
Right.
So what's the hardest part about being an artist, and what are the more positive sides of it?
I think the hardest thing for a lot of artists is, you know, I think at a certain point, certain people, you know, they're pursuing things in their younger years, and I think eventually real life starts getting to them, and they start looking at it from a financial perspective. You know, am I going to be able to monetize? All my friends are going to college. All my friends are getting careers. I'm over here strumming the guitar at a bar with three people in it. Like, I think that's what's hard for artists. And luckily for me, I've been able to become at least financially successful to the point where I'm not letting that weigh on me a little bit, and I have the freedom to say, I want to do this. But that's not necessarily the case for a lot of people. And a lot of people, they decide that they want to put their guitar down and grow up. And they might come back to it later, and it might be the time, it might be better for them. But I think that's something that's very real. And I saw that at the Musicians Institute. I saw a lot of people that are really talented, and I'm connected with them on Facebook, and you know, the years have gone by, and I'm like, yo, this person spent a lot of money going to school. They're not really doing it. And there's got to be a reason why. And I think that's probably the reason why. I think real life catches up to people starting a family and doing all the other things that you're supposed to do. I think those things weigh heavy, and I think that's hard for any artist. And,
So from what I've read about you, you have done many different things. What is the one thing that keeps you going and focused?
That keeps me going and focused? When I hear good beats, I'm just like, I just if I just feel it, it's a pull. It's something that I have to do, and I have to make that song, you know, and I have to make the song. And I just do, I just go through the process, and that's what keeps me motivated, you know, or inspired. I hear so many other artists doing their thing, and then some of them are not as good. That kind of inspires me a little bit, like, yo, this guy did it. He's not even that good, you know, but not to hate, but yeah, focused, yeah.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. All right. So, everyone, you've been listening to Fermin Reyes, also known as Robert Reyes, and also known as NEMS 100, a local hip-hop recording artist from L.A. If any of you viewers are listening and want to keep up and tune in for more of Reyes's work, you can find him on Spotify and Apple Music by searching up NEMS 100. Peace, love, and happiness. This is your host, Dominique Dungo, reporting from KPCRadio.com.